Where should the shock come? Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 133. And today we're talking about if you've got a shock factor, a surprise factor in your sermon, where should it come? At the beginning? In the middle? Near the end? Is there a way of telling what and where the best position is for something that's a surprise? It's on my mind because my friend Stefan Wilmerens was preaching this last Sunday and he used a video. Great video. I wish I had found it and used it before him. I have to give him credit for finding it. He used a great video, which he used in his sermon to great effect. It was quite near the beginning of the sermon. You'll see it in his sermon if you want to check it out at the Thames Valley Churches of Christ website or YouTube channel. And I'm going to insert it into the video so you can watch it for yourself. It's quite short. It's about a minute, maybe less. If you're listening to the audio of this, then I'd encourage you to perhaps to pause the podcast and go to the link. I'll put the link in the show notes and you can just go watch it. It won't take you long. And then come back to this. And the question I've got is, where's the best position for something which is such a surprise? Now, the video is of the Croats who are firefighters and they're watching a penalty shootout of their team in the World Cup. And in it, the alarm suddenly goes off. There's a fire somewhere. And it is hugely impressive what happens. I won't spoil it by telling you the rest. But watch it and see what you think. Now, think about Jesus. He often shocked his audience by what he said and how he said it. And sometimes the shocks were near the beginning. In Luke 15, verses 11 and 12, Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them." Right at the beginning of the parable, Jesus says something to his audience that would have been incredibly shocking. It doesn't shock us so much these days, at least in the Western culture. But the idea of a younger son doing this, effectively saying, "I don't want to be known as your son," and making his father divide the property, it's like saying, "I want you dead, Dad." It would have had an incredible sense of shock to the people hearing him. That's at the beginning of the parable. And there are other shocking things in the parable, but it starts with quite a bang in that context. But then again, you've got other passages like let me find my reference here, in Luke 10. And Jesus says a man was going down to Jericho, tells the story of the man going to Jericho, and that he's half dead, and who comes along? A priest comes along, and then a Levite, and then a Samaritan. So that the shock is that the Samaritan is the one who shows compassion on the man there. It should have been the Levite, should have been the priest. Turns out to be the Samaritan. What a shock to a Jewish audience that a Samaritan would do this. This is partway through, maybe halfway through, maybe a little more than halfway through the parable, a different position for the shock. Well, what's the better position? I wonder what you think. So I'd like to know your thoughts on how we decide whether to put our surprise at the beginning, somewhere in the middle of the lesson perhaps, or somewhere at the end. Sometimes a shock at the end can be helpful. It's like a twist in a movie that surprises you. Like, well, actually, I better not mention any movies because you might not have seen them. I don't want to spoil it. But there are twists, aren't there? Sometimes near the end, and oh, then everything makes sense. That can be good. Sometimes it's good to have the shock at the beginning because, it gets our attention and makes us pay attention, which is what Stefan's use of the video did on Sunday. Perhaps other times the surprise needs to come somewhere else because that's where it's relevant. Well, how do you decide? I'd like to know what your thoughts are on this and what you've used, illustrations, videos, other things you've done that have provided a helpful surprise, a helpful shock to your audience. What have you done and why have you placed it where you have placed it? So please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. I'd love to know what you think. We need to learn from each other. We learn best when we learn in community. And if you can pass the link on to someone who might benefit, then please do. Hit the like button, the subscribe button. Leave us a review in iTunes if you don't mind. And if you've got any suggestions for future topics, send them my way and I'll make a Tuesday teaching tip about them. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.